President Vučić, Aleksandr, welcome. It's good to see you again, and I appreciate this opportunity to meet with you and to be able to address the challenges we face in northern Kosovo. As you know, NATO has been there for many years with our peacekeeping mission, the KFOR mission, and our mission there is based on the UN mandate. We conduct our mission there in an impartial way, and we ensure a safe and secure environment and the freedom of movement for all communities. In May, our troops were attacked and 93 were injured, three of them seriously. This is unacceptable. NATO has increased its presence with around 500 troops in response to the increased tensions and difficulties we see in northern Kosovo. We will continue to ensure that we conduct our mandate in an impartial way and ensure that we have the forces available to implement the UN mandate. It is important that tensions are reduced, so we call on all parties to reduce tensions and to refrain from escalatory actions and rhetoric, and we strongly believe that the only path forward is to engage in dialogue, in the EU-facilitated dialogue, which is strongly supported by NATO. Serbia is a long-standing partner of NATO, and we trust that you will engage in this dialogue in a constructive way. So once again, welcome. I look forward to our meeting and to our discussions, and welcome again, Mr. President.
Thank you very much, dear Jens, and I'm always jubilant when I have an opportunity to speak to you, and thank you very much for showing readiness to listen and to hear Serbian side as well. I have to say that I'm very much concerned about recent developments in an entire Kosovo, and I'm talking not only North Kosovo, and dare to say that I'm not going to use it for blame game issues, but this visit is very important to us because this is becoming more and more security issue, not only political issue. And you mentioned the recent incidents in North Kosovo, although we view it a bit differently because we believe that all that happened was caused by irresponsible approach of Pristina's authorities, but not only that, there were seriously wounded, shot Serbian people, and there is no actually ongoing investigation on these cases, and which worries us a lot. At the same time, there were unfounded and arbitrary arrests of Serbian people, and this is something that not only bothers, not only harasses, but this is something that is of the greatest concern of Serbian people that live in North Kosovo and of Serbian people, doesn't matter where they live. And at the same time, I wanted to say that we have had so far a very professional and very good relationship with KFOR, with NATO troops in Kosovo, that we have dealt with your people in a very responsible and serious way, and hope that we can do it. But you mentioned that resolution 1244, which is made in adherence with UN Charter, and then if we see that resolution, NATO is responsible for the security and safety issue in Kosovo, and we'll ask you just to provide safety and security for the Serbs, because in the last 6 months there were at least six Serbs shot by Albanians, mainly by their security forces. Fortunately, not a single Albanian was shot or badly injured or hurt, which shows who is doing what. But anyway, this is a very important issue for us because we would like to maintain peace, stability, and also we would like to keep this kind of relationship responsible and based on trust and sincerity between NATO and Serbia. Thank you very much once again for the very warm welcoming words and for the opportunity to be here in your residence in Brussels.
Thank you. Yes. Welcome, Consulate. Thank you. Then, Consulate, yes.